Stephen, a fantastic performance from your side this afternoon. You've spoken about getting wins, but if they like that every week, you certainly won't be complaining.
No, it was an outstanding result and an outstanding performance. You know, I think since I've come to the club, it was our most complete performance because I spoke last week about the level of our performance, especially in the second half. But that was two games in a week where we performed really well against top teams, but really only over the course of 45 minutes. I thought today's performance was a performance over the course of 90 minutes. We played with such intensity, such purpose, and a lot of belief. And we were really excited to watch today. You know, I know the game was 5-1, but the reality was it could have been 9-10 today. And I think that when the supporters come here, especially at home, they have to see us playing with that real intent. So I was delighted. The only downside for me was that we lost the goal. You know, and I said that in the dressing room after the game, we have to keep driving standards. It has to be 5-0, not 5-1. But, you know, I'll settle for the win today. And certainly wins, as I've said, gives you confidence. But I think the manner of the win will give our players a great deal of confidence.
You've spoken about the need for more goals and going forward, as you say, the complete performance.
It really was, you know. The goal finally came, but we had three or four 1v1 opportunities. You know, I think that the players, I've said this before, we work on things on the training ground, but when you get out there, they need to carry out the game plan, and they carried it out perfectly today. They deserve great, great credit for that, you know. I think as well, it's easy to get sloppy when you get 4-0 up, but I thought, you know, the work rate of the team, our midfield threes, levels of performance over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks since I've been at the club has been immense, and again they were the driving force today. So really, really pleased. Our lines were good. When you play against Swindon, if you don't get that aspect of your play right, they can be a real danger and a real threat, but we managed to get that right today. So really proud of the players, but as I said as well in there, you can only enjoy that result for 20 minutes. We've got Tuesday night's game, and we have to make sure that we give a similar type of performance and result there.
You spoke about purpose, because Swindon Town, they saw a lot of the ball, but whenever you saw the ball, you looked as though going forward, as you say, it could have been 10. You really had that intent to your play.
Well, we did. We'd worked really hard all week on, you know, the press and how we were going to pressurise them, and it's really pleasing as a manager when it goes right. But as I've said, it can only go right if the players perform their tasks, and to a man they were outstanding today. But I don't want us to get complacent, because I've said this before, we've taken steps forward and then we keep taking steps back. This is a week where we can really show our intent. We've got two massive games, starting with Tuesday night's game, and we have to make sure that we don't falter from, I suppose, the standards that we set today.
Yeah, you spoke about the press there, especially like on the transition when they brought the ball out of play, you pressing it and really turning it over quickly. Was that the key today?
It was the key. Yeah, it was the key. And I've said this before, you know, on the transition you have to have speed, and, you know, I think David was a constant threat in that area for us today. You know, his speed, his movement's terrific, and it gives us an added dimension. I was really pleased that both him and Tariq scored, because it's important for them. And also Bobby Grant coming on. You know, Bobby is obviously not happy being on the bench just now, and I understand that, but he gave the type of response that I expect from him. He's trained brilliantly all week. He was disappointed he wasn't starting, but he sent out a clear message to me today that he's ready if and when.
Yes. Speaking to you after the Burton game, I said, was that Stephen Presley's Fleetwood Town the sort of performance you want to see? You said, we still got things to work on. Was that it today, what you want to see from your team?
I think that every game presents different types of challenges. Today was a game where we decided to go on a really high press. There might be several games that we choose at the tactics not to do that. You know, we work really hard with the group, and we have to analyse every game. But in terms of intent, in terms of confidence, in terms of the intensity that I like from my team, they answered all of those things. The signs were up before the game about those aspects of our play, and credit to all our players. I was really, really proud of them today.
You mentioned your midfield three, they're intercepting, and the ground they covered today was fantastic, but your front three as well, the pace and purpose with which they had really was too much for Swindon to handle.
It was, but you know, I think that I've been really proud of the way the midfield three have bought into what I've asked of them. You know, I think we're seeing some really terrific performances from them. Even in the last minute, Edgar's back tackling, Sash for the goal that really settled the game was terrific. He won his one-to-one duel. He got up on the game and made a terrific pass. And then Jimmy Ryan's just Jimmy Ryan. Every week we know what we're getting with him. So these three are real examples to the group, and you know, are a real driving force behind us just now.
And you mentioned the week ahead now, Millwall on Tuesday before Blackpool, a brilliant confidence booster for the lads and something to build from.
Yeah, Millwall are a side that are going very well just now. I think they won 4-1 today. So again, it's another test. They'll come here with confidence and belief, and we have to just ensure that we're ready again. That's why football is what it is. You can only enjoy these moments for a short period of time, and the next one comes along, especially in this league. But we'll prepare properly, and we'll certainly be striving to give that type of performance again.
And the Blackpool game is obviously a big game next weekend, but I'm sure all eyes are just solely focused on Millwall.
Solely focused. You know, I think that in football, once you look beyond the next game, you're in trouble. And that's all we'll do here, especially in a predicament. You know, I think that getting out of the bottom four is a big boost for us today, but we have to show that we can stay out of the bottom four. And we only do that by positive results, positive performances, and gaining the 3 points.